Spider is not a horror movie about eight-legged predators, even though it is the work of two men who both made their names in horror. David Cronenberg directed Spider. Patrick McGraw adapted the screenplay from his novel. Pat Dowell reports.
In the novel, Spider is the affectionate nickname given by a mother to her little boy, who likes to make webs of string. In the movie, Ralph Fiennes plays the adult Spider, just released from a mental hospital. In his mind, he revisits his childhood over and over, trying to figure out who he is. At one point, he recalls his mother telling him about spiders.
I remember how I'd go across the fields in the morning, and I'd see the webs in the trees. Like clouds of muslin, they were.
What? Spiders' webs.
Spiders' webs.
Past and present slide together more and more in Spider's mind as the story progresses. The 1990 novel was written as Spider's journal. Patrick McGraw says his wife thought it would make a good movie. So about 7 years ago, he wrote a screenplay in the same style with a first-person narration. But the jumping back and forth in time, combined with the problem of visualizing Spider's troubled state of mind, led several directors to turn the film down, says the writer. David Cronenberg took it on, but he had problems too, especially with McGraw's first-person narration.
He said, well, you'll have to get rid of all of that, which alarmed me. I said, how are we going to know what Spider's thinking and feeling and, you know, the hell and torment that's going on? And he said, well, listen, you can just leave that to Ralph Fiennes. Don't worry about that. That's his job.
Fiennes plays the adult Spider almost wordlessly, except for a mumbling that he himself improvised.
Oh, that's... It's weird, right? It's... life.
Screenwriter Patrick McGraw was also concerned about how director Cronenberg saw the movie. The novelist had written very descriptive passages about Spider's hallucinations, which he thought were perfect for the man who made The Fly.
I had been a great admirer of his work for many years, and I thought I was giving him ample opportunity to employ the sort of special effects that he's been so good at using in some of his work, particularly in body horror. And Spider is a man who certainly is a study in body horror. He has all sorts of delusions about what's happening to his body, as is true of many schizophrenics. But David decided that he wanted to make a purely sort of psychological portrait of this man and allow his delusions to be implied rather than literal.
There was a scene, for example, where the young boy cuts into a potato and it starts to bleed.
David Cronenberg.
It's not just a horror gimmick. It was integral to the screenplay. I had the special effects guys build me the potato. You know, they did a demo. Of course, the potato exploded and got blood over everything. And, you know, and then they built me a better potato. They were very proud of this potato because it glowed as well, which was also in the script. But by the time it came to shoot it, I said, you know, we're not shooting that. Because, and they were very sad, because it's from some other movie.
In fact, some critics have said that Spider is very different from such other Cronenberg films as Dead Ringers, with its terrifying surgical instruments.
I would say we've got great wallpaper in Spider. Vintage English, moldy, damp, graying, depressing. We've got lots of that. And to me, you see, as a filmmaker, without being flippant at all, it's the same thing, because it's all just to serve the film. Once the film, as I say, reveals itself to you, you just try to go with it and give it those elements that will make it richer, and you have to find visual equivalents for abstract concepts.
Cronenberg relied on a different sort of special effect, one that's less technologically extravagant than some of his other films. In Spider, the adult Spider can be seen in a corner of a room or just outside a window looking on as his memories of childhood unfold.
I won't live like this. I wasn't meant to live like this. Yeah, well, it's
not my fault.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it bloody isn't.
It's meant to show in a cinematic way how present we are in our memories and how much of a creative force we are in our own memories, that we are constantly recreating them, rewriting them, redirecting them. The idea is that he's re-choreographing and redirecting his memories to fit what he needs, what he thinks he needs, or what he's trying to avoid. But I think that that really does show the way memory actually does work.
The way memory works is very much a part of Patrick McGraw's novel. In fact, he drew on his childhood memories in creating Spider. McGraw grew up in the 1950s on the grounds of Broadmoor Criminal Lunatic Asylum.
So, as Patrick put it, schizophrenics and axe murderers were my pram pushers.
Well, I was out of a pram by that time, but the men that I was sort of kicking a football around with or sort of annoying while they were trying to get on with the work of, you know, gardening and basically looking after the grounds of the estate, these were, many of them would have been murderers.
Broadmoor was a huge old Victorian hospital run by McGraw's father. It was the place where English courts confined the most dangerous people who'd been judged criminally insane. But McGraw says he learned not to think of them that way at a very early age.
One evening, I think, I seem to remember it as being dark. I was probably about 7 years old, and we were crossing a courtyard near a building that was called Block 6, and this is where the most disturbed patients were housed. And I remember a most chilling, blood-curdling scream came from a high window of Block 6. And I think I clutched my father's hand, and a concerned and rather compassionate frown crossed his forehead, and he said, "Poor John, he's having a bad night." And I understood very clearly at that point that scream was not about horror. It was about acute human suffering.
Spider, Patrick McGraw says, is a compendium of all such men he encountered. And his novel and screenplay are a way to show some understanding of them. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
Morning Edition sends congratulations to NPR member station WNYC in New York City, which signed on for the first time 60 years ago today. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.